Inside Radio Row, Super Bowl 57. Zach Gelb here with you, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And now joining us from the Indianapolis Colts is Bobby Okereke. Bobby, good to see you. How are you?
Good, brother. Good to see you. Appreciate you having me.
So I got to bring this up right out of the gate. My producer over there is a Colts fan. We call him Hot Take Hickey. I can't stand the Indianapolis Colts because I'm a Patriot fan.
Yep.
And all year long, he's just so obnoxious with the Colts. And this year, it was a tough year for you guys. And
tough year.
He was very sad all throughout the season.
Yeah, it was rough. You know, we had great expectations to start the season. I mean, last year we had, I think, 8 Pro Bowlers, the most of any team. But, yeah, you know, just faced some unfortunate adversity. And, you know, we got to experience Jeff Saturday as a coach, which was really cool for us. And, yeah, just hoping to turn it around next year.
You keep on improving individually each and every season. Where do you kind of think your game is at right now?
I just think I'm showing that I'm a complete linebacker. I've shown great position flexibility, moving from the Mike to the Will position this year. And, yeah, I can just do it all, really. Coverage, pass breakups, interceptions, TFLs, run stops, blitzing. I'm really a complete linebacker.
Is this like a nervous time for you or an exciting time? Because your future is up in the air and where you're going to be playing football next year.
Yeah, exciting time. You know, for me, the hay's in the barn. You know, my work's done. So now just sit back, you know, talk with my agent and just embrace this whole process.
What do you bring to a football team? Like, when you get through all those questions that people ask, you know, combine kind of questions, even though it's for agency.
Yeah.
If a team's going to give a big contract to Bobby Okereke, Bobby Okereke is who on and off the field?
On the field, very intelligent guy. He's a leader. He's a guy that can lead your defense. Has great position flexibility. Can play Mike, Will, Sam, any position. Off the field, a guy who's very focused on community outreach. A guy who really just has positive energy and loves to bring people together, and a guy who's going to be a joy in the building.
Bobby Okereke here with us. How do you look back at that transition from Frank Reich, who's been with the Colts for a while, part of the business, he gets fired. Jeff Saturday then out of nowhere goes from ESPN to becoming your interim head coach. How did you guys handle that in the locker room? What was your view like of it?
Yeah, you know, kind of that adapt and overcome, you know, mentality. You just understand when this guy comes in, really if the team wants the best chance to win and succeed, you have to embrace him. So he understood that. You know, the first thing he did in the first couple of days was really just get to know us and for us to get to know him. You know, he explained who he was as a player, undrafted guy, you know, first one in the building, last one out, hardworking guy. And he said, that's how I'm going to coach you guys, you know, with no excuses and, you know, just demanding excellence. So, you know, that's what he did. And, you know, the veteran guys, you know, embraced him. The young guys, you know, came along. And I thought we did a good job, you know, obviously, you know, unfortunate, you know, results, but it was a good experience for everybody.
Do you think he has what it takes if they named him the head coach moving forward to be a head coach for several years in the NFL?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, you know, this is his first chomp at the bit, and obviously he's excited and wants more. But, you know, I know Indy's going through their whole interview process. They're going to evaluate, you know, just best coach for the situation. I think that's what it is. You know, you can have really great coaches, but it has to be a great system fit for all the guys. So,
what's your relationship like with the head honcho and Jim Irsay?
It's pretty good. I just think Jim's a cool guy, and he's pretty wise too. I remember one time after a game, he came in the locker room and was like, "You know, you guys can win the heavyweight fight. You know, you guys can beat Tyson, but you can't beat Ali right now." Just basically like alluding to, you know, us not being able to not beat ourselves and, you know, play a technically sound game and not, you know, make mistakes. So I think he's got great vision. He's been around the game for a long time and, you know, he's seen a lot of things.
Wrapping up with Bobby Okereke. So you guys actually beat Kansas City this year. When you're preparing for Mahomes, and there's so many tough challenges, he's the best quarterback in the league. But what's really the emphasis that you guys stress when going up against Mahomes?
Yeah, they're an explosive offense. They want the big play. So big thing is eliminate explosives. And second thing, especially with the pass rush, is just keep him in the pocket because that's when he's dangerous, when he's scrambling. And, you know, his receivers go into scramble drill. They start running all these creative routes and they stop. Like, they're just playing backyard football. And that's when they're at their best. So if you can eliminate explosives and keep Mahomes in the pocket, you know, you should be set up for a successful day.
And then on the other side with Jalen Hurts, he could kill you both ways as well. But I think the toughest challenge for a linebacker like yourself is one second you're thinking, okay, here comes the handoff to Miles Sanders. and then he tucks it back and runs it 30 yards up the field. I know you guys also went up against Philadelphia in a back-and-forth game.
Yep.
He's got to be one of the toughest quarterbacks to prepare for in Jalen Hurts.
No, he is. I think in that offense is the true triple threat. He can pass. He can make all the throws. He can make quick game. He can make the deep shots. He can make those intermediate throws. And they have a good run game. Honestly, one of the best offensive lines led by Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Isaac Simalu. Miles Sanders is a great running back. And then also, you can stop the run, you can stop the pass, and then Jalen can take the ball and run up the middle.
Yeah.
And they run quarterback draw. So, it's that true triple threat that's very hard to stop.
I know you're on the defensive side of the ball, but Nick Sirianni was on the offensive side of the ball in Indianapolis before getting this job in Philly. And when he got hired, everyone was like, who? Like he got he was even surprised that he got an interview. I think he was on a vacation somewhere and had to go get a suit or something like that is the story. What's your view on Nick Sirianni? Because what he's done the last 2 years has been some impressive stuff.
Yeah, no, I love Nick Sirianni. He's got great, just energy, youth. He just has great vitality. And he just has his guys playing with an attitude. And that's how he walks around. Like, excuse my language, like a shit doesn't stink, but he's just got ultimate confidence. And I think, that's why they've been so successful.
All right, take us back to Cali. Tell us about the swag you got today.
Yeah, so I got on Cali Strong Gear. They're a female majority-owned brand by Jennifer Echeverria. 20% of their proceeds go to military and funding youth in San Diego.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, amazing. And they're the first clothing brand in every product market. They got great glow-in-the-dark technology gear, and they got, hats with Velcro. So they're really multi-diversity brand. And
this looks nice, by the way.
Yeah, super comfy. I mean, it's nice. You can wear this, in a business meeting, whatever. It's casual.
You could, go out, but then you could also sit on the couch and, eat some nachos and watch the game this upcoming
Sunday. Exactly. Now they got a lot of diversity in this group.
Except if I was wearing it, maybe I wouldn't wear it on a Sunday because I don't want to get, nachos and, the cheese whiz and all that stuff, on the Cali Strong swag. So.
Yeah,
we appreciate the time. Good to meet you, Bobby Okereke, and good luck for whatever the future has in store for you.
Yeah, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Kevin Matt talks with Matt Hardy.
There's nothing like a wrestling fan, for better or for worse. How do you handle that, though? We're talking about people talking about your family, what they don't know about your family or your brother or you. How does one handle that from a day-to-day basis?
Something I joke about with the Young Bucks all the time. I said, if you would vanity search Matt Hardy on Twitter, I said, after you got through 100 replies, you'd want to quit the business and never be seen again. It's just, you just learn to deal with it. You know what I mean?
It's the Kick Rocks Wrestling Podcast with Evan T. Mack. Subscribe now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today. The biggest game of the year, the Super Bowl, is on Odyssey. And Westwood One brings it to you, streaming live for free, Sunday, February 12th on the Odyssey app.
The Eagles have been the NFC's best team.
Touchdown, Travis Kelce!
It's the Eagles versus the Chiefs.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
The Philadelphia Eagles
are going to the Super Bowl
again.
Catch all the action from Westwood One. Your Super Bowl, your Odyssey. Get in the game and download the free Odyssey app today.